B'shem Hashem Kelel, in the name of Hashem, the supernal God, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Psach Picha, open up your mouth, Shvat Tzedek, judge righteously, B'din Oni Be'evyon, and the case of the pauper and the destitute. Sefer Abba Aser, we begin the 14th and final Sefer of the Yad HaChazakah, V'hu Sefer Shoftim, it's the Book of Judges, which besides being the last of the Yad HaChazakah, is also the last of the final group, which started with Nezikim and Kinyan and Mishpatim. There are five halachas in the Sefer, and this is their order. Hilchas Sanhedrin, the laws of the High Court, and the penalties that are given over in their control. Hilchas Eidus, the laws of witnesses. Hilchas Mamre, the laws of a rebellious Jew. Hilchas Abel, the laws of mourning. And Hilchas Malachim and Mechamaseihem, and the laws of the kings and their wars. Which is, some have the following three psukim of Mishlei to open up. Gam Eile L'Chachamim, also this is for the sages. Hakir ponim b'mishpat, to recognize someone, to give favoritism and judgment, Baal Tov is not good. And there's another pasuk says in Mishlei, Oyim l'rosh tzadik ata, telling a wicked person, you're righteous, koivu amim, the nations will curse him, yezu'mu la'umim, the people will be upset at such a person. And like the last pasuk in Mishlei says, l'mechichim yinam, to those rebuke will be sweet, v'aleim tovi birchas tovim, and on them will come the good blessing, which is someone has to be able to tell it as it is, the good, and the bad. Which with that we begin the first of the five halachis in the Sefer Hilchas Sanhedrin, laws of the High Court, and the punishments which are given over to them to educate. Yesh b'chlom shleishim mitzvahs, in the category there's 30 commandments, esem mitzvahs to say, 10 positive commandments, esem mitzvahs to say, and 20 negative prohibitions, and these are the specifics. Aleph number one, l'mana shaptim, to appoint judges. Bayes number two, shlo l'mana zayin, not to appoint a judge, she'eni der derecha mishpat, who doesn't know the ways of judgment. Gimel number three, lintes acharam, to lean after the majority, im nechel ka shaptim, if there's a disagreement amongst the judges. Dal number four, shlo larig, not to execute someone, im rabba hamachayim be'ish echad, if the majority that hold them guilty is only by one person, ashiyu yesesh, and has to be at least by more than two. Hey number five, shlo lamed chayva, when it comes to capital punishment, someone who has already said a meritorious vote cannot go ahead and now decide to hold them guilty. Vav number six, larg beskila, to execute in certain circumstances by being stoned. Zayin number seven, larg besefa, to execute by burning. Ches number eight, larg besayev, to decapitate, to behead the one who has to be killed that way. And tes number nine, is larg bechenik, to execute through strangulation. Yud is then to take the one who was executed litlis and to hang him. Yud Aleph number 11, likbar haneg b'yom negase, but to bury the one who was killed on the day that he was executed. Yud Beis number 12, shleitol nevlasei, one should not leave overnight his dead body. Yud Gimel number 13, shleilahachis mechashev, not to keep alive a sorcerer. Yud Dal number 14, lahalkis harasha, to give lashes to the wicked person. Tesvav number 15, shleiyisu b'akoyis aloike, not to increase the lashes of the one who's getting lashes more than what's required. Tezayin number 16, shloi la'anosh onus, not to punish someone who it was beyond his control, this sin. Yudzayin number 17, shloi la'arg damnoki ba'imer adas, not to execute some innocent blood with evaluation, not by concrete evidence. Yudchaz number 18, shloi lochas al-hoi k'haver, not to have compassion on someone who killed his friend or injured him. Yudchaz number 19, shloi la'racham asadalbaden, not to have mercy on the poor in the judgment, in the court case. Chaf number 20, shalahad gorbadin, not to glorify a great person in his court case. Chaf alf number 21, shalahatas hadin al bali avedas, not to tilt and pervert the judgment on the sinners, afbi shalchaita, even though he has committed sins. Chaf beis number 22, shalahavas mishpat, not to be deceitful in judgment. Chaf gimel number 23, shalahatas mishpat gerbiyos, not to tilt the judgment of a convert or of an orphan. Chaf dal number 24, lishpat betzedik, to judge righteously. Chafei number 25, shloi leader bedin me'ishrei, not to be afraid in the court case from a strong-armed person. Chavav number 26, shloi likach sheikha, not to take a bribery. Chav zayin number 27, shloi likal adion, not to curse their judges. Chav ches number 28, shloi lisa shemashav, not to accept a false report. Chav tes number 29, shloi likal anasi, not to curse the nasi who's in charge of the Sanhedrin. And lama number 30, shloi likal odom mishor b'nei Yisrael, g'shem, not to curse any Jewish people from the upstanding people amongst the Jewish people. Ubeir mitzvahs elu, an explanation of these 30 mitzvahs, are beprakim elu, are in these chapters, where there are 26 chapters. First five discuss regarding the appointment of the judges and their getting smicha and their appointment. Perek Vav and Zayin discuss regarding the undoing of the judgment and of choosing the court. Ches and Yud discuss regarding deciding when there is a dispute in the judges. Perek Yudav discusses regarding the halacha of monetary law and that of capital punishment. Perek Yud Beis to Tezav discusses regarding capital punishment and execution by the court. Tezayin to Yutes discusses the halachas of malchus, when the person gets lashes. Chav to Chavdal discusses regarding judging righteously. And Chafein and Chavav discuss regarding the honor that's required of the court and the judgment of one who curses the judge. And with that, we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter in the halachas of Sanhedrin, which discusses regarding the obligation of appointing judges. As Rami gets a look off regarding the mitzvah of appointing sheftim v'shaitrim, as a parsha in the Torah begins. Mitzvah saseh shel Torah, the positive commandment of the Torah, lamanu sheftim v'shaitrim, to appoint judges and officers. V'chol medina in every single city, v'chol pelech v'pelech in every region, Shlomo says in the pasuk, in the bottom, sheftim v'shaitrim tidlecha v'chol sherecha. Judges and officers you should give for you in all of your cities. Sheftim, what is that? Elo hadayonim. Those are the judges, hakavum bevezdin, that are established in the courts. Ubaladin b'mlefneim, and the litigants coming from them. Shaitrim, the officers, ilu bali makal ritzur, those are the people that have sticks and straps. V'him imdil b'nei hadayonim, they stand in front of the judges. Hamesavim v'shvakum v'rechebis, that go around in the marketplaces and in the streets. V'lachanuis, and to the stores, l'sakin ha'sha'arim, to rectify the prices, v'amidos, and the measurements that the storekeepers are utilizing. And to hit all those that pervert, and all the actions of these officers are based on what the judges tell them. Whatever they see, a perversion of halacha, they bring that person to the court, and they judge that person according to his wickedness. Halacha Beis is discussing this mitzvah as it applies in Eretz Yisrael and out of Eretz Yisrael. There's no obligation to appoint courts for every single region and for every single city. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. You can have every single city, but you don't have to have a regional of a court in every single region. Shlomo says in the pasuk, you should put it by every one of your gates. Hashem your God gave you to your tribes. In Chutz Laretz, the Shvatim are not; they don't dwell amongst based on tribes like in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the halacha would not apply to the full extent in Chutz Laretz. Halacha Gimel continues regarding, starting with the highest court, the Sanhedrin Hagadol. Kama bate din kvun yuber b'Yisrael. How many courts does it have to be established in Eretz Yisrael? V'kama yiminyanim. And what are the numbers of each one of those courts? So kivun b'tchila, first they established Bezdin Hagadol b'Mikdash. The great court, Bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash, which was in the Lishkas HaGadol, the chamber of human stone in the Beis HaMikdash. One nikkur, this was called the Sanhedrin Gedayla, the great Sanhedrin. And they numbered 71 judges. Namak says in the pasuk Mamidbar, Hashem says to Moshe, "Esvali shivim ish mezikni Yisrael, gather for me 70 men from the elders of the Jewish people." Moshe al gabein, Moshe was on top of them. Shemak says in the pasuk, "Bisyats v'sham imach, they will stand over there with you." So that's 70 plus one. Hadei shivim echad. So we see that the great court is 71. Hakadol b'chachma shabekulam, the greatest of wisdom amongst them all. Meshiv neisurish aleim, they appoint him to be on top of them. Burashi Hayeshiba, he's the head of the assembly. Bushakar Nesachachama, he's the one that the sages call Nasi B'chamakam. Whenever we mention the terminology of a Nasi, that's who we're referring to. B'hoi Metachas Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one who takes the place of our great teacher, Moshe. Meshiv Nagodosh B'shivim, then they appoint the greatest of the remaining seven, Mishnah L'Resh, a second to the head. B'yesha Mimina, and he sits on his right. B'hoi Nikra Av Bezin, he's what's called the head of the court. And the rest of the 70, the remaining 69, they sit in front of him according to their years and according to their stature. Whoever is greater than his colleague in wisdom, he's closer to the Nasi, to his left, more than his friend. So there's different interpretations how that is, but be that as it may, you'll have either from the left will be the greatest versus the right, which is from on the side of the Avbezin. Well, there's a few different ways how to interpret exactly, but it's the greater that you are, the closer that you're going to be. And they sit like in a semicircle in around. The purpose of this is so that the Nasi and the head of the court, who are in the center, they could see everyone, because a straight line wouldn't be able to see. So in the semicircle, they can then see everyone who is saying something of the courts. Now we continue with the Sanhedrin Katana, the minor Sanhedrin. They also appoint two courts of 23 apiece of each one of these Sanhedrin Katana. Echad al Pesach Azar, one by the opening of the courtyard. Echad al Pesach Arba'is, one is further out by the opening of the Temple Mount. Now, they also point in every single city that the Jewish people have, Sheishma Meva Esma Yosef, it has at least 120 inhabitants or more. They appoint a Sanhedrin Ketana, a minor Sanhedrin. And they sit by the gate of the city. Shneimar says in the pasuk in Amos, "Vatzigu b'shar mishpat," that you should establish by the gate judgment. V'kama yid minyanim, and how much do they number the judges? Is esam shleishet dayan 23 judges? V'gadol b'chacham shabakulim, and the greatest of wisdom amongst them all, Rish Alim, he's the head of them. V'ashar yishmi igul kumay chazigah, and again, they're all the rest are sitting around like a semicircle. K'deishia Rish Rezkum, so that the one in charge could see them all, and that they could have this discussion about the court case. Halacha Dal discussed regarding the stipulation of the place for establishing a court and its composition. So, Ir Sheimba Meiba Esim. If you have a city that does not have 120 members, Mamid Mashlesha Diyam, so you only appoint a court of three judges. Because Sheim Bezdin Pachas Mashlesha cannot have a court less than three judges. And the reason that is, Kadesh Sheim Reba Meet, so that you have a majority and minority. Meaning, if you can have any dispute amongst any of the cases, you need to have that there's two against one. There's a majority and minority. If you have two, so then they would just cancel each other out. So you have to have at least three. Halacha Hei, Kol Ir Sheim Bashnit Shnei Chacham Gedel. Now, any city that does not have two great sages, that is, Echad Ror Lamed, that one of them is fit to teach, Ulohidis Bechal Tera Kula, and to be able to instruct throughout the whole Torah. And the Echad, and you have another one, to have Yudei Lishmoya, to be able to hear, to understand that what the other person is saying. Yudei Lishal Hashem, and he knows how to ask and to respond. If you don't have these two types of people, Imashim Basanhedrin, we don't appoint a Sanhedrin. Afbi Sheshba Allah from Israel, even though there's thousands of Jews over there in that community. As Halach above continues, Sanhedrin Sheshba Shnaim Eluf, but you have a Sanhedrin that has at least these two. Echad Ror Lishmo, one that's fit to hear and to understand. Echad Ror Ladav, one that's fit to speak and to lecture and to be able to give over from the Torah. Harez a Sanhedrin, that's the minimum of having a Sanhedrin. Hey, Bashleisha, there were three of these, Tamid Chacham, Harez a Benis, that's already medium grade Sanhedrin. Hey, Ba'abba, Yoyim Ladav, if you have four that know how to lecture, then there is a Sanhedrin Chachama, that's already a sagacious Sanhedrin. Halacha Zayin. Now, call Sanhedrin Ketana, any minor Sanhedrin, Meshivil Lifnehem, so in front of this Bezin of 23, they place in front of them Shalish Shuris Shal Tamid Chacham, three rows of Tamid Scholars, but Chol Shur B'Shur, and every single row has Esam Shalish Ish, has 23 men. Shuris Shur in the Kerib of the Sanhedrin, the first row that's closest to the Sanhedrin, B'Shur Shni Lamatim, and then you have the second row beyond that, Ushalish Lamatim, and the third one behind them. Chol Shur B'Shur, Yishma Lefim Alasim B'Chachma, and every single row, the closer you are, the greater you are in wisdom to the judges on the Sanhedrin. Now, if let's say there's a dispute amongst the judges of the Sanhedrin, and there's going to be a situation where 12 are going to hold he's guilty, and 11 are going to hold he's not guilty. The problem is, as we'll see in Perek Ches, you cannot tilt the judgment to hold him guilty based on one extra judge. You would have to add on now two more until you get to the number 70, one as you go along, because we can't decide he's guilty based on one extra one. So if you have such a situation, and in that situation when you're appointing two more and two more and two more, going on and on from 23, 25, 27, going on and on, now, and you have to now do smicha to one of the non-judges to add him on to the count of the court, because the court's getting bigger and bigger, because we need to be able to see, could we get a majority here? So you do smicha, you anoint, you ordinate from the first row, Gadol Sheba, the greatest of that first row. Varishen Shebeshur HaShnei, then the first one, meaning the greatest of the second row. Babayin Shebeshur HaShnei comes in, now he sits at the end of the first row. Kedei L'mas Chasron, take the place. Again, moving up, everyone's going to move up one spot. Varishen Shebeshlishes, and now the first one of the third row, Babayin Shebeshur HaShnei, he's now sitting at the end of the second row. Ubarilim Echem Mishar HaKol, and then they select someone from the rest of the assembly, not on any one of these three rows. Umeshiv Nei Shebeshur HaShlishes, now he sits at the end of the third row. So they have to now ordain a second or a third one. I'll say that as it's always according to this order. Everyone's going to be moving up one spot. Halacha test. Now, any place where there is a Sanhedrin, they have to have two scribes of the judges standing in front of them, in front of the court. The small one from the right, one from the left. One's writing the words of the liability. One's writing the words of the ones who is saying about the merit. So one for the guilt and one for the schus. Halacha yod, now v'loma ein Sanhedrin el be'ir shesh b'mei be'esem. Where do we get that magic number from? Why do you not make a Sanhedrin of 23, but if there's a city that has 120 members? The reason is, do the numbers. We said the Sanhedrin Ketan needs to have 23 members. Then it also has Vashalah Shuri Shal Esam Mishlesha. It has to have three rows of 23 in front of them. So that's already 23 times 4. Then you need to have in the town, Basar Bat Lon Shal Beis HaKnesset, you have to have 10 idle members that are always in shul, always available to be there for a minyan. That's another 10. Ushnei Seif, you have to have two scribes, like we just mentioned before. Ushnei Chazam, you have to have two attendants. You have to have Shnei Baladin, and you also have to have litigants, the two people coming to the court case. You have to have Shnei Edim, you have to have two witnesses. Ushnei Zemin, now you also have to have a possibility that the witnesses are afraid that they're saying false testimony, that other people that could say, hey, how could you say that you were with us somewhere else at that same time? Ushnei Zemin, now at the same time, the Zemin have to have people that could go ahead and then be mazim them, because or else no one's going to be afraid to go ahead and just do a, and just say to witnesses that, hey, you said that you were of someone else, and no one's going to be able to refute them. You have to have also the ability of the zayman to have zayman on them. Ushnei gaboy tzedakah, you just have to have two tzedak charity collectors. Vayidecha, you have to have actually a third member, because actually when they're dividing, when they're dispersing the funds, you collect with two, but you have to disperse it with three. And yes, you have to have a refu uman, you have to have a professional doctor, v'lavlo and a regular scribe for all things that need scribes, not that of the court. Umalamat tonight, because you have to have a school teacher. Harim evesim, so that's already 120 people. Without that, you don't have a town. And if it's an educatani, it can only be with a town of 120 people.